Are you familiar with the feeling of being overwhelmed and unable to find any good part of life? If yes, you're not alone. It is easy to forget about the joy and beauty of the world in our darkest moments. However, what if we let you know there exists a chance in the worst of life's moments to grow, to learn, and of course, yes, experience joy? Picture having the ability to reshape your perception towards challenges, believing them not as unattainable hurdles, but rather valuable lessons for the most important classes of life. In this blog post, we look at 6 ways of excusing your brain. For instance, finding joy in the most unlikely of places. It will teach you how to become resilient in your life, how to deal with the priorities as the most important, and the skill of changing difficulties into chances to achieve your happiness and growth. If that's the case, let's embark on a journey to uncover our true selves and find joy in even the most challenging circumstances. This brief article will illustrate some life-changing strategies to go through life's difficulties with a smile on your face and hope in your heart. Ways to see life's hardships as joy. 6 ways to see life's hardships as merely school fees. 1. Reframe your perspective. Life's tough moments can be seen as school fees for valuable lessons. Here are 6 ways to shift your view. Growth opportunities. Character builders. Skill enhancers. Wisdom generators. Resilience boosters. Gratitude cultivators. 2. Learn from every experience. Each hardship teaches us something new. Consider making a simple table to track your lessons. Hardship lesson learned personal growth. Job loss adaptability new skills. Break up self-love independence. Embrace resilience during the toughest moments. Embrace resilience. Building resilience through adversity. Resilience is a powerful ally in the pursuit of joy in life's most challenging times. This skill can be developed by us, and it can help us to bounce back from setbacks and get stronger despite facing challenges. Strategies for cultivating resilience. Practice positive self-talk. Develop a growth mindset. Build strong support networks. Engage in self-care activities. The benefits of resilience. Benefit description. Improved mental health. Reduces stress and anxiety enhanced. Problem solving develops creative thinking skills. Increased adaptability helps navigate life changes more easily. Greater emotional stability promotes better emotional regulation. The more you use resilience, the stronger the muscle becomes. Each of the challenges that we face offers an opportunity to flex this muscle, get good, and master our ability to move effectively through the ups and downs of life. We can convert tough burdens into invaluable classes and individual development by purposely taking note of working on our resilience. There is one widely used way to become more resilient. Mindfulness. These are techniques I use to stay present and have a perspective in hard times. Also, setting reasonable targets and acquiring the small victories along the way can increase our confidence and fortify our capability to overcome the hurdles. As we become more resilient, we will have a better ability to cope with the hard times of life with poise and even enjoy the challenge of overcoming them. It is here that this newfound strength shall find its ground for personal growth and self-discovery. Take the opportunity for reflection and self-examination. Self-reflection techniques. Taking time to reflect and look at oneself in the face of the challenges life holds is incredibly valuable. Here are some techniques that will help you gain insight and perspective. Journaling, meditation, therapy, or counseling. Mindfulness exercises. Benefits of self-reflection. Self-reflection during tough times offers numerous benefits. Benefit description clarity helps identify root causes of problems. Growth promotes personal development and learning. Emotional intelligence improves understanding of one's feelings, decision-making, enhances the ability to make informed choices. Questions for self-examination. Here are some questions to consider guiding your self-reflection process as follows. Regarding this situation, what can I learn? What have I learned from myself, the challenge, and the process? What has been so amazing is to learn what strengths I have within myself. Do I see any pattern in my behavior that I should take note of? True transformation can only occur by reflecting on when things are most difficult and questioning oneself. It is a way for you to learn and figure out what information was taken from your experiences and also yourself. As you become more self-aware, you will be better armed to deal with what the future brings for you with resilience and wisdom. Cultivate empathy. One thing that can cultivate empathy in times that are tough is joy. Being more understanding of other people's experiences, we can broaden our view and feel comfortable in the shared feeling of humanity. Ways to cultivate empathy. Practice active listening. Volunteer for community service. Read diverse literature. Engage in perspective-taking exercises, benefits of empathy, during hardships. Benefit description. Reduced isolation. Connecting with others' struggles helps us feel less alone. Increase resilience. Understanding others' coping mechanisms can inspire our own improved relationships. Empathy fosters stronger connections with friends and family, enhanced problem solving. Seeing multiple perspectives can lead to creative solutions. Engaging in empathetic practices can shift our focus from our difficulties to the broader human experience. This shift often brings unexpected joy and a sense of purpose. For example, volunteering at a local shelter during your financial hardship can provide a new perspective on gratitude and abundance. Remember, empathy is a skill that can be developed over time. Start small by dedicating a few minutes each day to consider others' viewpoints. As you cultivate empathy, you may find that life's toughest moments become opportunities for profound connection and personal growth. Develop problem-solving skills, sharpening your analytical skills. Strong problem-solving skills are developed, which can altogether change your way of facing life challenges. This will help you steer through situations and find solutions to them, and will strengthen your ability to take it positively as an individual and to cross the barriers that come automatically when we face a situation in which our capability is below par, breaking down complex issues. Moreover, problem solving requires one to learn how to dissect a complex issue and put it into manageable parts. This approach allows you to find the reason for the problem, prioritize the most critical aspects, address each component systematically. Creative thinking techniques. Using creative thinking techniques enables you to be resourceful and solve tough problems in new and inspired ways. Past challenge solution applied lesson learned financial stress created a budget importance of planning relationship conflict, improved communication value of active listening career setback, acquired new skills. Adaptability is crucial. Developing these problem-solving skills will not only help you enjoy when you pass the exam, but also help you feel confident to handle the future challenges that you may come across. This is a mindset shift that, if you have it, then you understand that challenges are windows of improvement rather than a block. Reevaluate priorities. Reassess your values. As life brings challenges, it also brings an opportunity to see what's important to us. Have a reflection moment and think of what your priorities are at the moment and ask yourself, what brings genuine fulfillment? Which relationships nurture your growth? Is your routine in line with achieving the goals in your life? Align actions with core values. Once you've identified your core values, it's crucial to align your actions accordingly. Consider the following table to help you prioritize. Priority level activities, time allocation, high family, health, personal growth, 50 to 60%, medium career, hobbies, social life, 30 to 40%, low non-essential tasks, time wasters, 10 to 20%. Embrace minimalism. Reducing your requirements in life can make it happier and clearer. Consider decluttering your physical space, streamlining your commitments, emphasizing the importance of quality over quantity in relationships and possessions. During challenging times, reverting to your core values allows you to prioritize what truly matters, creating opportunities for personal growth and strengthening. Introspection and realignment make us challenge adversity as opportunities for making life fulfilling. In continuation of our journey, let's see how a